This is Tom Rowe with the radio news for WJXC for Saturday, May 17th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wjxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wjxc.org. Tune into the new WJXC Saturday morning lineup beginning today, Saturday, May 17th. 6 a.m. is Amateur Radio Newsline. 6:30 a.m. is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. 7 a.m. is Now Off the Hook. 8 a.m. is What's the Frequency, Kenneth. From 9 to noon, you can hear Saturday Morning Serial with Radio Wonderland at 10:30 a.m. Adam Clayton in the Register Star reports about the Taconic Councilwoman Deborah Gilbert, who is also a volunteer programmer at WGXC. Gilbert resigned from her 2.5-year stint on the town board, leaving an open seat. She said she resigned last week because of a nepotism claim she says goes unresolved in the town, though at one point she voted in favor of promoting the son of the highway department chief that she's now complaining about. According to the article, Gilbert said, quote, she regretted voting for his raise and promotion afterward and rescinded her vote on the grounds of moral conscience. Quote, I just feel that no father should be directly in charge of their own son, unquote, Gilbert said. Quote, other factors like home life or personal problems or personal feelings of family can and will influence that supervisor's decisions in regards to his son. I just morally object to it, unquote. Gilbert co-hosts At Issue every other Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WGXC. The Irish Show, hosted by Tony Fallon Sunday night at 8 p.m. on WGXC, is now broadcasting from Acre's Wave Farm studio. Now closer to East Durham, Fallon says he expects to have many more local musicians as guests at the Wave Farm studio. WGXC is accepting donations via the Hands On Radio Bank online in advance of the WGXC June Pledge Drive at WGXC.org. The bank is open through May 31st. All contributions will be applied to our $10,000 goal. Making a pledge to the radio bank is easy and tax deductible. Go to WGXC.org for more information. On Saturday, September 13th, 2014, the Alana Partnership and Wave Farms WGXC will co-present a new iteration of their award-winning exhibition event, Groundswell. Join us at the Alana State Historic Site for a site-specific performance and works and in sound, installation, broadcast, and movement. Over a dozen new artists will reflect on and react to Alana and its integral viewshed as an ambitious and early environmental work. Participating artists include Ken Seth Armstead, William Baczynski, Steve Bull, Jane Carver, Ellen Driscoll, Michael Garofalo, McKendry Key, Helene Lesterlin, Jack McGay, Man Forever, Laura Ortman, Mal Schulte, and Brian Zimmerman. Groundswell picnic, delectables, and libations will be provided by Swoon Kitchen Bar, solar-powered performance amplification provided by Lotus Energy, and tickets are available at groundswell214.brownpapertickets.com, and more information is at wgxc.org. Today is Saturday, May 17th, and there are a few public meetings. Congressman Chris Gibson will be in Catskill at 10 a.m. at the Greene County Honor a Veteran program, honoring Virgil E. Deo of Prattsville, who was killed in action during World War II. That's at the Greene County Courthouse on Main Street in Catskill at 10 a.m. And then the congressman will be in Greenville at 1 p.m. at the Greene County Sons of the American Legion dinner, where he'll talk to the families at American Legion Post 291 on Maple Avenue in Greenville. National Weather Service in Albany has a flood watch remaining in effect for much of the WGXC listening area through noon Saturday, May 17th. The forecast is for a partly sunny day with a high near 67 and a low around 42. Sunday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 67 and a low around 39. Monday, there's also a chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Listen to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.